Right. Hello, fellas. I've managed to kill my phone again after just charging it about 5 minutes ago. It's died again. So, we're using the iPad now. Because this thing has got a way better battery. So, Audio Boo is going to be coming to you from here until further notice. So, excuse the Alex voice. But today we're going to take the plunge. Apple macOS 10 Yosemite is out. So let's read about the features and find out what this thing has that my Mavericks installation does kind of not have. Shall I have a look? Hell yeah. Let's put this on here and let's see what it has to say.
Heading level 1, OS 10 Yosemite.
Right, let's read this.
Heading level 1, OS 10 Yosemite, link, 4 plus. Upgrade your Mac to OS 10 Yosemite and you'll get an elegant design that's both fresh and familiar. The apps you use every day will have powerful new features, and your Mac, iPhone, and iPad will work together in amazing new ways. You'll also get the latest technology and the strongest security.
Sounds
it's
good.
Like getting a whole new Mac, for free. Here's what you'll love about OS 10 Yosemite. A fresh look for your Mac. Bullet the dock has a sleek new design with instantly recognizable icons. Bullet a beautiful new system font is crisp and easy to read. Bullet translucency gives you a sense of what's in, or behind, your window. Bullet streamline toolbars free up space for your content. Hand off. Pick up where you left off. Bullet start an activity on your Mac and finish it on your iPhone or iPad, or vice versa. Bullet use handoff with Mail, Safari, Pages, Numbers, Keynote, Maps, Messages, Reminders, Calendar, Contacts, and other apps. iPhone calls. Now on your Mac. Bullet make and receive calls on your Mac even when your iPhone is in the next room. Bullet just click a phone number you see in Contacts, Calendar, Messages, Spotlight, or Safari to make a call. SMS. Those green text messages on your iPhone, they're now on your Mac, too. Bullet all of your messages now appear on all of your devices. Bullet send and receive SMS text messages right from your Mac. Instant Hotspot gives you the internet anywhere. Bullet easily activate the personal hotspot on your iPhone right from your Mac. Bullet connect to your personal hotspot without taking your iPhone out of your pocket or bag. AirDrop. Now between Mac and iOS devices, too. Bullet share files to another Mac or to an iOS device, even when you don't have an internet connection. New today view and notification center. Bullet handy widgets give you quick access to up-to-the-minute calendar, weather, and stock information. Bullet add widgets from the Mac App Store. Spotlight. Now even brighter. Bullet Spotlight has a new design that delivers rich, interactive previews to your desktop. Bullet get results from your Mac and from Wikipedia, news, maps, movies, iTunes, and more. Bullet convert currencies and units of measure right in Spotlight. Safari is sleeker and smarter. Bullet Favorites view makes your favorite websites easily accessible. Bullet Spotlight suggestions provide handy information snippets from Wikipedia, maps, and more when you search. Bullet Advanced Energy Saving Technologies let you watch Netflix for up to 3 hours longer. New features in Mail. Bullet Markup lets you fill out and sign a PDF form or annotate an image without leaving Mail. Bullet Mail Drop lets you send messages of up to 5 gigabytes without worrying about whether they'll get through. Enhancements to messages. Bullet give titles to your ongoing group conversations to make them easier to find. Bullet add participants to a group conversation, no need to start a new one. Bullet start a screen sharing session right from a conversation. iCloud Drive, any kind of file, on all your devices. Bullet store any file in iCloud and access it from your Mac, iPhone, iPad, or even a Windows PC. Bullet iCloud Drive is built right into Finder and lets you organize files any way you want. Bullet see files from your iOS apps right on your Mac. Family sharing makes it easy for your family to enjoy your content. Bullet up to 6 members of a family can share iTunes, iBooks, and App Store purchases without sharing accounts. Bullet parents can approve kids' purchase and free download requests with Ask to Buy. Handoff requires an iOS device running iOS 8. iPhone calls require an iPhone running iOS 8. SMS requires an iPhone running iOS 8.1. Instant Hotspot requires an iPhone or iPad with cellular connectivity running iOS 8.1. Some features require an Apple ID, compatible hardware, compatible internet access or cellular network. Additional fees and terms apply. Internal link.
So you get the idea that there's a hell of a lot going on in this OS. Sorry I got Alex to read that because it's far easier. So let's go and take the plunge.
Finder.
Hell yeah.
Menu bar. About this Mac.
Let's get your
software. Apps.
There it goes.
App Store. Right. Checking. Show incompatible app up. Free upgrade buttons. Press free upgrade.
Show
interact.
Incompatible app updates. Oh dear. Does that mean I've got to get those later? I think I do. I like this.
Sign in. Apple. Forgot. Proc. Quiet. Password.
Right. Let's just do those.
Sign in. Forgot.
Hopefully that should. What the hell?
Link.
There
Link.
It goes.
Blur. Closing dial.
It's going.
0% group.
It's going.
Publish button.
It's going. Now that tells me that it says I need iOS 8.1. Well, obviously I don't have that yet, so I need to get that too. I don't know if that's out yet, but I guess from what they said, I hope it is, because I sort of need it. Well, there we go. That's downloading Yosemite on that machine. That's the 27-inch iMac, of which I've not done a Time Machine backup before I did this. Oops. Far call. Oh, well. Never mind. We will see what we can do. We'll see also if there's new voices and new things that we can sort of use and do kind of things with, so... Yeah, all good. So far, as I say, I'm going to take the plunge and get this thing. I'm glad it came out, actually, because I've been kind of looking forward to it for a while. I've been a good boy this time, and I've not done what I normally do and download betas. I normally download betas, but this time I didn't. I did with iOS 8. I lied. I did with iOS 8. I got beta 1 and it was crap, so I got rid of it and put iOS 7 back on because my bank app didn't work anymore. The good thing is, at least I'll be able to see files that are generated by applications across my devices, which means that I'll be able to... I don't know. I just like the whole way that whole thing works together. I just really do. That's cool, actually. It really is cool. The way that Apple have designed that to work along. So, yeah, good times. So, I'll go and get this posted. Because, obviously, I'm taking up time and that's not always the good thing. And I think I've just upset my iPad. Oh, no, I haven't. It's all right. I thought I'd upset my iPad, but I haven't. So that's running iOS 8.0.2. They're saying I need iOS 8.1 to do text messaging, which I don't know if it's out yet, but if it is, I want it, and I want it now. So I can do all that crap when Yosemite's installed. I got all the system updates and all the security crap that needs to be gotten. I don't know. There's a load of updates for apps that I've got on my machine that it's saying incompatible app updates and I can't get them. They just won't get. So whether they'll work on the next OS, I don't know. Hopefully they will, because if that's the case, I don't know what to do. I think they will. I think they're updates for Yosemite so that if you're running Yosemite, then you can have them. But if you're not, then you basically won't. What a strange name for an OS, Yosemite. I know it's based on a park somewhere in the United States, but I've got to get it on both my Macs, so I've got about 10 gigs to download in the next day or two. Fun times equals kind of not. Yeah. Fun times equals not. But yeah, that's kind of where we're going with that thing. I'm kind of excited to sort of read about this thing. I can see where it's going. Yosemite certainly seems to have a hell of a lot of features, which our normal OS sort of hadn't got. I was good and I didn't get the betas, so we'll be waiting to see what happens with that. I'll quit waffling because I'm down to 15 seconds. But I'll just sort of let you guys know what the deal is with it. And I will speak to you all soon.